Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of It Wasn't Your Fault, freeing yourself from the shame of childhood abuse with the power of self-compassion, by Beverly Engel, performed by Kate Rudd. I dedicate this book to all my clients, past and present, who inspire me, inform me, and heal me. Your strength, courage, and determination are awe-inspiring. Introduction. Mine has been a life of much shame. I can't even guess what it must be to live the life of a human being. Osamu Dazai. If you were a victim of childhood abuse or neglect, you know about shame. You have likely been plagued by it all your life. You may feel shame because you blame yourself for the abuse itself. My father wouldn't have hit me if I had minded him. Or because you felt such humiliation at having been abused. I feel like such a wimp for not defending myself. While those who were sexually abused tend to suffer from the most shame, those who suffered from physical, verbal, or emotional abuse blame themselves as well. In the case of child sexual abuse, no matter how many times you have heard the words, "It's not your fault," the chances are high that you still blame yourself in some way. For being submissive. For not telling someone and having the abuse continue. For enticing the abuser with your behavior or dress. Or because you felt some physical pleasure. In the case of physical, verbal, and emotional abuse, you may blame yourself for not listening and thus making your parent or other caretaker so angry that he or she yelled at you or hit you. Children tend to blame the neglect and abuse they experience on themselves, in essence saying to themselves, "My mother is treating me like this because I've been bad," or "I am being neglected because I am unlovable." As an adult, you may have continued this kind of rationalization, putting up with poor treatment by others because you believe you brought it on yourself. Conversely, when good things happen to you, you may actually become uncomfortable because you feel so unworthy. You may also have a great deal of shame due to the exposure of the abuse. If you reported the abuse to someone, you may blame yourself for the consequences of your outcry, your parents divorcing, your molester going to jail, your family going to court.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?